Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. This week, I'm going to be talking about repentance. The Bible has a lot to say about repentance, and I believe the Bible is the ultimate resource for life. And so repentance is something that we need to know about. What does the Bible tell us? What does God tell us in the Bible about this very important word? Now, let's start off just by acknowledging that repentance is not a very cheerful, not a very positive word in our language today. When you hear the word repentance, you probably initially think of something negative because our culture does not like repentance. And so you might picture an old woman kind of shaking her finger at you saying, "Repent." And that's kind of the image that a lot of people think of. Maybe a stern man in religious robes, shouting, "Repent." And that's kind of what we think of when we hear that word initially, but the Bible has a completely different picture. And so what I hope to do during the course of the week is explain what is repentance, but more than that, to show you how repentance can be such a blessing in your life. Repentance is a beautiful word, according to the Bible. Repentance contains so many blessings in it. And so as we look at a biblical view of repentance, I hope that it shifts your attitude towards the word, from it being this kind of old churchy-sounding, harsh word, to this life-giving, grace-filled word. So let me start doing that by just showing you a few places in the Bible where repentance is mentioned in a very positive way. In fact, I don't really know of anywhere where it's mentioned in a negative way. But in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, we learn something about Jesus' message and his preaching. And Matthew summarizes all of Jesus' preaching in one verse. And it says this: "From that time on, Jesus began to preach, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.'" Now, if you think repent is a bad word and you don't know anything about Jesus, you might think, well, Jesus is not a very nice teacher, not someone that I would get along with well, not someone I would want to spend time with, because all of his preaching throughout his entire ministry was characterized by the call to repent. However, I think it should work the other way. If you know Jesus, and you know that he loves people more than any person who ever lived, you know that he loves you perfectly, if you know that he laid down his life to save you, he sacrificed himself even while you were sinning against God, against him, if you understand that Jesus loved perfectly and there is no one else that we should want to be close to and talk with and spend time with, then it should change the way you view the word repent. Rather than seeing the stern figure shaking a finger at you, you should recognize and see the loving Jesus saying repent, and you should think, repentance must be something good, must be something wonderful. In fact, Romans chapter 2, verse 4 says exactly that. It says, "Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness?" And this is Paul writing to people who are refusing to repent. And he says, are you showing contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? So this verse tells us that God is constantly doing things for sinful people, doing things for those who do not care about him, who do not worship him, who do not acknowledge the fact that he has given life, and do not want to follow his commandments that are good and right and true. He's seeking to bless them. He is causing his rain to fall on both the righteous and the wicked. He brings the sun to shine on the righteous and the wicked. He blesses us with life, and everything we have comes from God. And the purpose of everything God does that is kind and good, which is beyond our ability to even measure, is intended to lead you to repentance. And therefore, repentance must be a very good thing. In fact, repentance must be the most important thing that you could really lay a hold of and understand. In other words, if you never repent in your life, then you will miss out on the greatest opportunity you have in life. And repentance is going to be something that's going to bring you into a relationship with God, bring you to forgiveness from God, bring you to eternal life. So there's so many blessings. I'm going to talk more about the benefits of repentance later on in the week, but I just want you to kind of begin to grab a hold of how important this word is, that everything Jesus did when he came to die for us, to serve us, he was preaching repentance. Every blessing God gives to you, he's seeking to lead you to repentance. So we should want to embrace this, and we should be asking, what is repentance? How can I have more repentance in my life? I believe there is a time where you repent that is associated with that initial time of repentance. And every person needs this in their life. In other words, we don't come into this life with a right relationship with God. We come in as sinful people in rebellion against God. No matter who you are, that is the condition of your heart. And God can work in your heart to bring you to that initial turning to God in repentance. Jesus talks about being born again with Nicodemus in John chapter 3. In that famous verse in John 3:16, he's summarizing repentance. I'll talk about that later. He uses the word believe. For God so loved the world that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And that word believe there, though, when you look at the whole chapter, he's talking about repentance and faith, this turning to God. And so that's an initial act of repentance that leads us to eternal life. But then there is an ongoing kind of repentance. There is repentance towards God that goes on even after you're saved, that continues to draw you closer to God, and you continue to have the opportunity to repent, and it is a blessing in the life of a Christian. There's also repentance towards others, those you have harmed or hurt, those you have sinned against. You can repent and experience forgiveness. And it is such a blessing that we have that opportunity. God doesn't say, no, you can never repent. You just, if you start sinning, you're stuck in your sin, you're lost in your sin, there's no forgiveness, there's no hope, there's no turning, there's no cleansing. No, God gives us the gift of repentance. Let me read another verse for you, Proverbs 28, verse 13. It says, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. That is such a promise to give us, that if you conceal your sin and you try to deal with your sin all on your own and you never confess it, you never talk about it with someone, you never try to make things right with someone, you never open up and share with someone about your faults and the things you have done that are wrong, it's going to eat away at you on the inside. You're going to struggle with guilt, shame. You're going to continue to struggle with the sin itself and the habit and the hold that it has on your life. And as long as you try to deal with it on your own and manage it on your own, you're going to struggle. But if you confess your sin and renounce it, and that is a definition of repentance right there. Tomorrow I'm going to focus specifically on what is repentance, because there are different ideas about what it is. We're going to look at some biblical teaching on it. But it is to confess your sin, acknowledge it, admit it, you're wrong, and renounce it, change direction. And when you do that, you find mercy, both from God and usually from others, and you have a cleansing, you have relief, you have a fresh start, and it is a blessing. So tomorrow we're going to turn our attention to what exactly is repentance, but I hope day by day you continue to appreciate more this gift God gives us, that we can repent. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.